The Louisiana Association of United Ways released the ALICE report this week. ALICE stands for Assisted Limited Income Constrained Employed. This represents the population of individuals and families who are working but are unable to afford the basic necessities of housing, food, childcare, healthcare, and transportation. The report provides parish-level data on the state of financial instabilities among households. WWNO's Lane Kaplan-Levinson discussed this report with United Way's CEO, Sarah Berthelot, starting with why there are so many ALICE households in Louisiana.
Well, what we learned from the report is that there's the number of higher-paying jobs aren't as prevalent as the number of low-paying jobs. In Louisiana, 70% of our jobs pay $20 or less per hour. And so we've known for a while that there has been a presence of people who live in poverty, measured by the U.S. poverty line. In the report, it tells us that 19% of families live in poverty. The new measure that the United Way ALICE report provides is those families that earn a living above the U.S. poverty line, but below the cost of living. And that accounts for 21% of Louisiana households.
You're talking about people that are working full-time year-round, making that salary and still not being able to afford the basic needs.
That's right. We're talking about people who work very hard, that wake up and go to work every day. And they may work full-time or they may work multiple part-time jobs. They try very hard, and despite their efforts, they're still faced with some really tough financial choices. Choices like, do I choose a high-quality childcare program for my children, or do I seek another alternative that I can afford that may not be the best? Do I use the remaining amount of money to buy the medicine that I need or the groceries that I need?
I noticed that the Louisiana survival budget, the average survival budget for a four-person household, I believe, is nearly double of the national survival budget for a four-person household. Why is that?
Well, what you're seeing in the report, we indicate that for a family of four, a survival budget is $42,444. Now, this covers housing, childcare, food, transportation, health care taxes, and a small amount for miscellaneous. The U.S. poverty level sets the poverty rate for a family of four at $23,550. And so the 21% that are ALICE, they're earning above $23,550. But they're not able to make the budget of $42,444.
So basically, these people are making above the poverty line, but they're not making enough to make those basic ends meet, and at the same time are not receiving the benefits that people that don't meet that poverty line do receive.
That's right. I think ALICE is also wonder, why can't I make ends meet? I should be able to. I'm working very hard, but it seems like I could never get ahead. In Louisiana, the number one occupation, according to the United Way ALICE report, are cashiers. More than 70,000 cashiers work in Louisiana. It also happens to be have an average wage of $8.75. And so cashiers making it this level would most likely be ALICE. Retail salespersons and stores that we shop, office clerks, waitresses and waiters, maintenance and repair workers, nursing assistants, child caretakers, people we rely on every day.
Something I also appreciated about the report is the breakdown that talks about how someone that qualifies as ALICE is impacted and then how the community is impacted. So how is a non-ALICE household impacted by the reality of an ALICE household?
It could be the employer who deals with turnover, because the crisis that families face could get in the way of arriving to work, maintaining the transportation to go to work. We know that children that have parents who struggle to make ends meet, that it may impact their ability to do well in school. And so it's almost an interconnected web.
Yeah, I saw that the majority of young people that are not graduating high school come from ALICE households.
That's right.
Scientists release findings and that's all they can do. And then they hope that policymakers do something with their discoveries. You know, this is applicable here. You know, the Alice report has come out. It's over 200 pages. There's all of this information that sheds light on the reality of households in the state of Louisiana. How will that change what is going on politically and economically within our local and state government?
Whenever we're making a decision, whether it be policy or budget priorities or community planning, we ask ourselves, how does this decision impact Alice? How does it hurt Alice? What does it do to help Alice? The answer is in creating a mindset and the conditions so that Alice is remembered, that Alice has an identity in the conversation. Our new governor deeply cares about the population we call Alice. And so we are proud to offer this as a tool for anyone who wants to use it to help.
I've been speaking with Sarah Berthelot, president and CEO of the Louisiana Association of United Ways, about their new Alice report. Sarah, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Lane.